Good morning, my friends. Rise and shine. It's your girl here, PE Pastor Erica. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast on this morning or whatever hour that you're listening to life. Memos that give. Yes, that give what? Life. And so I'm bringing you life right now. You know, I was sitting here thinking and pondering as to how many of us have found ourselves in what we would think are unfortunate circumstances. Well, it's fortunate that if you are in Christ, wherever you find yourself is a fortunate opportunity. Yes, because all things work together for your good. You know, some of you are crying and whining over what you call your accidental life. Well, it's an accident to you, but it's divine opportunity for God. You know, it reminds me of the woman who was a widow woman who found herself in a crazy little predicament. So she, a widow woman, have a son and don't really know where the next meal is going to come from. And it's funny how negative our mind goes, you know, when things are harsh and the culture implies that we won't make it. Did you hear what I said? When the culture implies that we won't make it, you know, statistics, you know, things like that in what people call the norm or the ratio, you know. So here it is in her time. If you didn't have a husband to take care of you, you was good and dead. Or a kinsman, somebody who's next to your relative that will take you in. Obviously, this woman didn't have a relative or anything of a sort. But the Lord would send the prophet to her. Oh, my God. Send the prophet to her and said, ask her to bake you a cake. You know, the prophet does just that. He goes there and he says to this woman, can you bake me a cake? You know, the lady said, well, I only have enough for me and my son. We will eat this and we will die. Did you hear the negative swing in that? She already had pronounced her death. I keep telling y'all, you have to watch your language. Sometimes we're so used to speaking with a negative filter that we don't even know the filters need to be changed. Sometimes we're just so used to that filter. Well, I'm going to tell you now. So many of you are trying to speak blessings and curses out of the same mouth. You speaking blessings with a dirty filter. Wow. You need to change the filter. So here it is. She said, me and my son is going to eat and then we're going to die. So the prophet tells her, you know, hey, how about you just bake it, you know, give me that cake. You know, but there was something in her that believed the word of this prophet. She did just that. My God. He had this cake and then he tells her, go borrow vessels and borrow not a few. Some of our pride is so big, we won't allow anyone to do anything for us. But here she is having to go borrow vessels and borrow not a few. Sometimes we need to borrow a shoulder to lean on. Sometimes we need to borrow a moment from someone and not a few. I know you need to be wise, but we're so suspicious. We're so skeptical. We're so distrusting that we don't know when to lean in for help. So this prophet sent her to go get help. And so she comes back with vessels. And he said, borrow not a few. And those vessels begin to overflow with grain and oil. And here it is, this woman who thought she was about to die, have an instant enterprise, a business. Yeah, a business. So don't, what is your excuse? God told you to do something, start that business, start this. What's your excuse? Go borrow vessels and borrow not a few, but before you do so, honor God in all you do. You know, I see order in here. I see a woman desperate and who's married to a culture, a culturalistic idea that she is a statistic and she's going to die. I want you to divorce. Did you hear that word? That's a terrible word, but not when it comes to divorcing ideas and concepts that have nothing to do with kingdom advancement. I want you to divorce the culturalistic ideas, the ratios, and even the statistics that says you won't make it, that says you're a hopeless cause. But at some point, she knew to do that. And so she divorced those ideas. Listen to the prophet. Don't tell me you don't need teachers and preachers and even maybe somebody like me on a podcast pushing you. Yeah, you need our voices. So she listened. She got these vessels. Now, I don't know if she borrowed a few or not, but when the last one was filled, it was what it was. Don't you be too proud to go do whatever God is telling you to do right now, even if it doesn't make any sense. She became a businesswoman, an enterprise. Her son had legacy now. Ain't this amazing? Now, all the vessels she went to borrow, I'm sure they were filled. Now she can give to them. She was able to lend to them, sell to them, whatever. Her son and she were going to be just fine. They were going to be just fine. And everyone was going to be able to look upon them with wonder. Let me calm down. You know, I woke up with this on my mind. Can somebody stand? Can you stand for people to look upon you with wonder? I wonder how God did that in her life. I wonder how God did that in his life. Oh, I wonder. Some of you can't stand for people to look upon you with wonder because you can't stand for people to look upon you at all. In order for them to look upon you with wonder, they first have to look upon you with a negative eye. They have to first judge the moment. I'm helping somebody. Give your haters permission to judge the moment. Give your spectators permission to judge the moment. Give the Pharisees permission to judge the moment so they can turn around and look at you with wonder. Here's another reason I can believe that many of us not ready to be looked upon with wonder is because, hey, we are afraid to endure anything. We don't want to endure anything. We don't even want to put ourselves in a vulnerable situation, but you cannot be anyone of great substance without some measure of vulnerability. Some measure of vulnerability is necessary for this advancement. You have to take a risk. You have to display some measure of faith. Faith without correspondent action isn't faith at all. It's just wishing, hoping, without any action produces nothing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How is it evidence? Because there's a corresponding action. Kind of like Peter stepping on the water. But I don't want to chase that rabbit because I am a preacher and I will chase it. I'm just talking to you this morning. I want to encourage you. I want you to encourage you to embrace the moment that you're in. And your life is no accident. It's all intentional. And it doesn't matter where you found yourself. Maybe you are like that widow woman. Someone died in your life and you're left to pick up the pieces. And maybe you are, you know, like her in the sense that someone left way before you were ready to see them walk out your life. You know, people change their minds sometimes. And that doesn't mean something is wrong with you. Maybe somebody abandoned you and you're left to pick up the pieces. Or maybe you made a terrible decision and and some things died off because of a poor choice. But you can still bring it all together with Christ and with obedient action, corresponding action, which displays great faith. Go borrow vessels and borrow not a few. Put your pride down. Do what God tells you to do and watch your life go uphill from here. Uphill from here. And here's what else I want to challenge you to do before I get off of this trip I'm on this morning. Watch your mouth. My God. And I know you think you're the most positive person in the world. I did too. But I realize sometimes our conversation, even the best statements we make, can be laced with doubt, laced with fear, and laced with negativity. Go check your language. Make sure it's not cursing your future. I love you dearly. It's about that time for you to go conquer the world. Make a few millions. Win a few souls to the Lord. Not mean. Oh, no. Many souls to the Lord. Come on now. Don't just chase the bag. Chase some souls, you know. And so it's time for you to go conquer the world. Do whatever God has called you to do. So I don't want to hold you up from that. But it's been a great morning. Remember, my story is our story. And here's the beautiful caveat. Christ Jesus, his victory is our victory. Until next time, be blessed. Share this podcast with someone. Let them know that you're listening to one of the greatest voices of this time. Indeed, I want you to remember to join us online. There is an online community that is forming and is amazing. A safe place for women like you and I. Proverbial women, proverbial powers, coming together to balance each other, would balance each other in life, balance each other in ministry, balance each other in business. Yeah, you want to join Emerge. Emerge is the network of networks for women in ministry, leading in community, leading at home. It's for you. You can join us at www.emerge-21.com. Anyway, we're on Facebook and all of those things. Bye-bye now. Enjoy your day.